Well, obviously, to be able to make a component, it has to be drawn first of all, and so what they were called detailed drawings, and each component was drawn separately, and that was the sort of thing that I did to start with. But I was just drawing, and this particular photograph shows me sat at one of the older type drawing boards where it had what was called a parallel motion. So you had a slider that went up and down. It enabled you to draw horizontal lines, but then also you had set squares. One was a 45 degree set square, and the other one was a 60 degree set square, which enabled you to draw those particular angles. They actually sat on top of the parallel motion slider. And also you had a protractor as well that you could enable you to draw various angles. The board then had alongside it what was called a reference table on which you could lay out the drawings that you were working from, and also a few big drawers underneath to store drawings, only on a temporary basis because, of course, we had a drawing stores. And that was the type of board we had at the beginning. In later years, we had much more sophisticated boards, but that was what I experienced to start with.